小米走入至暗时刻的本质是
Thyromes descent into darkness.
是雷军讲的故事被无情证伪。
It is a story told by Legion that has been ruthlessly refuted.
小米刚发的一季度财报简直惨不忍睹，收入近三年来首次下滑，下降 11%。
Xiaomi's first quarter financial report is simply dismal, with the revenue falling for the first time in 3 years, down 11%.
利润跳水式暴跌，下降 57%.
Profit plummeted, falling by 57%.
三大业务线全部走下坡路。
Xiaomi's business lines have all gone downhill.
手机出货下降 19%.
Mobile phone shipments declined by 19%.
是全球前五大手机品牌里跌幅最大的。汽车交付比去年四季度大幅下滑 44%. IoT 和家电业务收入下降 24%.
It is the largest among the top five global mobile brands, with a significant decline of 44% in vehicle deliveries compared to the fourth quarter of last year. IoT and home appliance business revenue declined by 24%.
小米股价也从去年的高点腰斩。
Xiaomi's stock price has also plummeted from its high point last year.
为什么这么惨？大环境确实不好。
Why is the environment so bad?
内存成本暴涨。
Memory cost surges.
打崩手机行业。
Shake up the mobile industry.
国家补贴退坡，冲击汽车和大家电行业。
Government subsidies are declining, which is impacting the automotive and home appliance industries.
但是大环境属于外部因素。
However, the overall environment belongs to external factors.
它是表层的、短期的。
It is superficial and short-lived.
小米真正的挑战是内部因素。
Xiaomi's real challenge is internal factors.
它是深层的、长期的。
It is deep and long-term.
小米最大的问题就是它始终在和自己的基因搏斗。
Xiaomi's biggest problem is that it is always fighting with itself.
小米靠性价比起家做大。
Xiaomi relies on its cost-effectiveness to compete with domestic brands.
现在却想升级成高端品牌。
Now I want to upgrade to a high-end brand.
这里的问题是什么？
What is the problem here?
一方面是用户心里早已认准小米的性价比标签。
On the one hand, users have already recognized Xiaomi's value for money.
要想扭转
To reverse.
非常困难。
Very difficult.
另一方面
On the other hand,
过去的成功会形成严重的路径。
Past successes can create a dangerous path.
依赖高管层的每一个决策，公司的每一款新产品。
Depends on every decision made by the executive level of the company.
似乎都能看到性价比的影子。
It seems that the value for money is evident.
又想成为高端品牌。
I also want to become a high-end brand.
又不能失去性价比的基本盘。
But also cannot lose the mainstream.
这条路如果处理不好
If this road is not handled properly,
可能就是不上不下。
It's probably just up and down.
第二个问题
The second question.
人车加生态
People and vehicles coexist harmoniously.
这个故事很宏大的。
This story is very grand.
但是它真的成立吗？
But is it really true?
买了小米的车
Bought a Xiaomi car.
就会买小米的手机
I will buy a Xiaomi phone.
买了小米的手机
Bought a Xiaomi phone.
就会买小米的电脑
I will buy a Xiaomi computer.
手表
Watch.
冰箱
Refrigerator.
洗衣机
Washing machine
用户会被小米生态死死黏住
Users will be firmly attached to the Xiaomi ecosystem
就像苹果那样
Like Apple,
这个概念非常吸引人。
This concept is very attractive.
但是小米真的能做成第二个苹果吗？
But can Xiaomi really become the second Apple?
业绩走高的时候，
When performance is high,
投资者还愿意为故事买单。三大业务，
Investors are willing to pay for stories in three key areas.
同时下滑的时候，
While sliding down,
市场就会反问，你到底是在构建生态？
The market will ask you, are you building an ecosystem?
还是在同时卷三个低利润？
Still dealing with three low profit items.
制造业，美好的幻想破灭。
The beautiful dream of manufacturing is shattered.
现在必须直面最真实的商业现实。
Now, we must face the most realistic business realities.
第三大问题。
Third question.
小米似乎进入的都是中国最卷的行业。
It seems that Xiaomi has entered the most competitive industries in China.
从手机到大家电。
From mobile phones to home appliances.
再到汽车。
To the car.
每一个战场都非常残酷。
Every battlefield is very cruel.
现在
Now,
主攻的电动汽车行业可能算得上中国商业史上最残酷的竞争。
The electric vehicle industry, which is a major focus, can be considered one of the most competitive in Chinese commercial history.
有外资巨头
There are foreign giants.
特斯拉、价格屠夫比亚迪、品牌力逆天的华为、无限子弹的国资车企，有太多营收几千亿的巨头在这里混战厮杀。
Tesla's price-cutting tactics have been effective, and BYD's brand power is soaring. Huawei's sub-brand Infinite is also making waves. State-owned automakers, with their billions of revenue, are engaged in fierce competition.
这场战争已经如此困难。
This war has become so difficult.
雷军还舍不得错过未来更大的机会。
Lei Jun also couldn't miss the bigger opportunities in the future.
AI 和机器人，每多一项新业务都会分散他的时间和精力。
AI and robots will take up more and more of his time and energy.
小米的股价为什么能在去年冲到这么高的位置？
Why did Xiaomi's stock price reach such a high level last year?
本质就是市场对雷军的故事有信仰。
The essence is that the market has faith in Lei Jun's story.
大家相信。
Everyone believes.
小米汽车会成为中国电动车第一梯队。
Xiaomi Car will become the first tier of electric vehicles in China.
小米手机高端化会持续成功。
Xiaomi's high-end phone strategy will continue to be successful.
人车加生态会形成类似苹果的用户粘性和利润率。
People, vehicles, and the environment will form a similar user stickiness and profit margin to Apple.
但是现在投资者发现这三件事都没那么容易。
Now investors realize that these three things are not so easy.
这个故事到底能不能成立？
Can this story really be true?
没人有把握。
No one can predict the future.
所以市场从为梦想定价回到看财报说话。
So, the market is shifting from valuing companies based on their dreams to valuing them based on their financial reports.
二季度我们或许能看见财务数据的回暖。
In the second quarter, we may see a recovery in financial data.
但是有这些深层的长期的因素。
However, there are these deep and long-term factors.
在小米的股价又想再次冲高。
Xiaomi's stock price is trying to break through again.
相当困难。
It's quite difficult.